All right, let's wind this puppy up then. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 279, and we've got plugins for calendar registrations, zodiac and moon forecasts, sequential post editing, dummy payment gateways, and a great new plugin for writing a novel. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Excellent, and so did you have yourself a great Halloween down there?
I didn't even realize it was Halloween. I forgot all about it. It's one of those things for me, John, that kids don't come to our neighborhood.
We
live in a condo complex, they just don't come here, and there's not a lot of kids that live here. So
that's okay. Well, I've got two boys, age 7 and 9, so Halloween is unavoidable for me. But anyway, it was a good holiday. Managed to even get myself out to a party this week, last weekend, so all
great.
Good. All right, well, as usual, folks, we have a great show for you, and right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com, and if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs-up button in the corner, or if you're listening through the iTunes Store, even if you're not, please stop into the iTunes app and give us a review. It really helps us there, because that's where the vast majority of our downloads come for the show.
That's right, and John, you and I were just discussing prior to recording the show here that one or two little reviews on iTunes actually helps to increase our downloads. So we picked up at least a couple hundred based on one little tick.
Yep. So it's really a great thing to do, folks. Just take a couple minutes. Even if you don't listen to iTunes, you can go create an account and create the review and then delete the account. Just get in there and give us a review. We really need those.
And remember, if you leave a link in your review, either to your site, if you're a designer or developer or a client link or anything you want, we will not only read that link on the show, but we will also include that link within our show notes so you get that link benefit as well.
Absolutely. And we do have a very high-ranking website.
Definitely.
All right. And, of course, don't forget we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke more often than not, although I'm doing more and more consulting to help people figure out how to set up their WordPress site, save money, or if they're in the process of redeveloping, what direction they want to go to keep from making the mistakes they made the first time around. So pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you'd like, you can check out the Membership Coach site at membershipcoach.com. Got a great program coming up. Actually, this fall, we're totally revamping some of the lessons, including some excellent little interactive tutorials and kind of one-on-one things that I've included. Some new stuff with LearnDash, a nice little plugin that does online learning and tutorials. So a lot of things going on there coming up. Check it out, membershipcoach.com, and use promo code WPAZ for this show, and you can save yourself 33% on your monthly enrollment.
Yeah, that's a great deal, too, folks. Remember, Marcus has a lot of stuff up in his head about membership websites, so he can help you out.
Tons. Yeah, I mean, I run membership sites that have 50, 60,000 members that generate $1 million a month as far as revenue. So learn from what I know and from the experiences that I have, and learn not to make the mistakes that
Absolutely.
People often make.
All right. And at this moment here is where we like to thank our donors to the show. We've got no big donors over $50 this week, but we do have a few of you out there that have donated $10 or between $0 and $50, and mostly around $10. And we'd like to thank those of you that have joined the Patreon accounts and become Patreons. We've picked up a couple new donors there in the last couple weeks, so greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much. And remember, if you go and put $40 or more, you'll be able to gain access to the stuff that is coming into the membership area of WP Plugins A to Z.
Yeah, that's really a big help. And remember, a lot of the money that we get in terms of contributions goes right back into the show in the form of transcriptions. And the transcriptions are a dual purpose. They not only document everything that John and I say, but they're also great for people that are hearing impaired that can't take advantage of listening to a podcast. This enables them to find out about plugins and the like and still be a part of the conversation. And I know that there are a couple of hearing impaired people that are big fans of the transcript, and we do appreciate everybody who's contributed to make that happen.
Yes, thank you very much. Also, the money that's being donated is going towards improved equipment for the show, and it turns out I have to improve the equipment again on the show, so donations definitely help towards that. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, this week we have WordPress news. Well, we should call it WordPress drama. Been a very interesting week in WordPress, unless you've been hiding under a rock.
Yeah.
Seems Matt Wallenweg poked a bear again. So
yes, he did. He actually penned a blog post talking about Wix.
Yes.
And how Wix has apparently ripped off the mobile code for their mobile app.
The
editor
code.
In terms of making a site. Yeah, editing. And I don't know what to think about this. If he were really that mad, I would throw down a lawsuit. And yeah. Matt's not one to be shy about putting lawsuits out there. He's done that quite a bit in terms of the organization. So take a look. We got some links in the show notes. Wix did respond to that.
Yes, they did.
And I think Wix just doesn't understand GPL.
That's okay. I don't understand GPL either. But the interesting thing is there's a couple of interesting articles. There's the what Matt pinned out there. Got a link to that. Got the responses back from Wix in here and the Wix developer. But I found another article from Host Advice, and their article takes a whole different tact on this little battle and what they sort of look at and say, is this really a battle over GPL, or is it that two companies that are heading into the same arena for clients are starting to go head-to-head? You know, so it's an interesting look at what this might actually be in the end. But nobody knows for sure. And, of course, everyone knows Matt loves to take down anyone about GPL. So makes for fun, entertaining reading. Be careful about it. You could end up down a rabbit hole like I did, wasting an hour and a half of your time reading everything. But it's lots of fun.
Yeah, I wonder if Matt's actually gone through the process of Wix and their websites and taking a look at how they get developed. It's very interesting. I did a transition for a client site that started on Wix, and as I'm looking at Wix and some of the functionality, I was almost jealous sometimes of some of the things that they've got going on over there.
I've read that in some of the articles that they offer some great things that we'd really like in a WordPress community.
Yeah, it's kind of like front-end modular editing,
yeah,
which is really cool, and I wish we had stuff like that. Maybe someday. But
well, eventually. We're getting there. Little by little. But anyway, check out the articles. Now, there are a couple other great articles in here. I've got some articles in here on 8 steps you must do to harden your WordPress website, help increase the security, and a couple other articles in there about security and miscellaneous things about WordPress. So check out the news. The news is usually pretty good, and I find some pretty decent pieces around the web that I show up for every show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and this week here, we do have some listener feedback, or actually a question, and we've got a question from Glenn Donahue, so we'll let Glenn take it away.
Yeah, hi, John. New to your podcast. It's going pretty good. It sounds nice. Anyways, what I'm looking for is a plugin that will do a bulk edit of content on a post, trying to get basically have the same data that goes in every time, and I need to change old posts so it just has the same data. Give me a shout back and let me know if you got something. I'm again looking for something that could do a bulk edit of the content of the post.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Glenn, and I greatly appreciate you looking at or listening to the show. As far as bulk editing posts, this one here is kind of a hit miss. I would suggest something like we do on WP Plugins A to Z, and we use a short code creator called My Short Codes, where you can go put anything you want into that short code, where it be HTML, other bits and pieces that get changed site-wide on a regular basis. And then all you ever have to do is go back into the plugin and edit that specific short code content, if that's what you're looking for. Now, that's the best way I can suggest do it. If you're looking at something that you've already got dozens of pages on, you might be in for a bit of work to correct it all. But otherwise, there are plugins out there that will do system-wide search and replace, but I've kind of had a hit-and-miss success with them. There's one called Search and Replace that will search everything and allow you to search for words or phrases. But sometimes if that phrase even has a minor typo in it and you're not catching it, it will miss it entirely. So that's what I've got for you. How about you, Marcus?
Yeah, that My Short Codes is actually kind of the light version of Caldera. And you've heard of the Caldera engine, and that's what that is. That's by David Kramer. And I use My Short Codes a ton. And the thing about My Short Codes that's really cool is that it pre-renders the output. So you can actually create content that has other short codes in it and then call it up through My Short Codes and make another short code. So it's like short codes within a short code.
Yeah, we've got that.
And oftentimes that doesn't work. But in this plugin, it will, because it pre-renders it before it puts the output into the post, which is really cool. I agree with you on search and replace, and that is because it actually replaces it in the database.
Yes.
And not actually within post content. So you got to be really, very careful about what you're replacing in that. There are also things like WP Boilerplate, which can change the footer. And then I think I think it's called header and footer content, which can take the head and the foot of each post and insert something common amongst all of that. But I would say My Short Codes is definitely the way to go.
And there you go. Thanks a lot, Glenn. We appreciate it. And everyone else, hey, if you send us a speak pipe, you can go to our website, hit the bottom right corner, record a speak pipe, and send it in to us. This is what we'll do for you. We'll give you some feedback and play you on the show.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, it looks like that pretty much covers all the initial stuff, so it must be time for the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week is called Registrations for the Events Calendar. And this plugin here, and as I'm having to face the problem of changing out events calendar across several websites, because what I was using for the last few years, the company has just done so many loops and turns and backwards and forwards. They've just changed it to the point where it's no longer the same plugin. But in the process, I've been watching this event calendar from Modern Tribe rise up, and I tried it a few times and never had quite right. But I had a client come to me several months back using this plugin, and I found out that Modern Tribe's come a long way, and more, such as in the last show when we did a review of a plugin for Modern Tribe, I found another plugin from Modern Tribe. So people are building plugins for this plugin, which is a beautiful thing, which means that plugin is going to be super expandable. This one here, Registrations for the Events Calendar, allows you to take an event and turn it into a registrable event where people can register. You can collect their email, registration information, everything you need for it, and then you can send out emails to them and track their registrations. The only one thing that I found lacking in the plugin was the ability to charge for the registrations. Other than that, it's looking pretty good. So who knows, that may be something they add to this plugin, and it's a relatively new plugin to begin with, so what the heck? Anyway, I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. Check it out. Registrations for the Events Calendar.
I use the Events Calendar on a number of different client sites, and it's really handy. In fact, early on in this year, I did a 2-day marathon where I added events throughout the entire year. I literally preloaded a year's worth of content in it. And it's pretty nice. The only thing is I always have somewhat of an issue in terms of styling.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, they did improve that just a little bit, but that's the only caveat to it that I would say. So if you're into CSS and you can do your own layouts and modifications and things, then you shouldn't have any problems. But it's a great plugin.
Yep.
All right. So the first one that I've got today is very interesting. It's called Edit Next Post. And what it does is if you are in the post editor and you're going to edit a lot of posts, just like what Glenn sort of had in terms of a question with his audio comment, what it does is it puts a meta box in the top right of the edit screen, and it allows you to go to a different post or page or custom post type or whatever you want within that specific post type. So if you're editing a post, it actually lists all the rest of the posts. And so let's say we had, John, we had like, episode 279, 278, 276, and we wanted to go through and edit that. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of having to go back into the main pages listing, we can edit one page, update it, and then go to that little box in the upper right and then select the next one to edit, and then it just automatically takes you right to the edit screen of that post.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, saves you a really easy, steps. Saves a ton of time, and it's one of those lazy plugins we love, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, I like that idea. That's nice. All right, the next one I've got here is called Zodiac Press. Now, this is a great plugin. If you run a metaphysical website or anything of the Wiccan variety, or you like zodiacs, horoscopes, things of that nature, you want to know your charts, or you want to offer those up to people, this is a great plugin for you. What it does is it requires a GeoNames account. Once you get that account set up, you set up the plugin, you go through and you tweak all the settings, and people can enter in their birth date and place, and then what it will do is it will generate their birth chart for them. And it'll generate it on their website so they can go through the information, and you can give specialized readings and interpretations of all the information depending on your knowledge of this field. Really interesting plugin if you're into the Zodiac and into the metaphysical, but it seems like a pretty decent plugin, fairly well built. So check it out, Zodiac Press. I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Great. All right, the next one is something for you WooCommerce people out there. This is called Dummy Gateway for WooCommerce. And what it is, it's a dummy payment gateway plugin that you can use for the testing of the checkout process. It's really easy to set up, and it basically is a payment gateway simulator. And the entire checkout process and processing procedures can be done. So you could put in a fake credit card and all of that, and the dummy gateway automatically approves it and everything else and puts you through the entire process. Now, I will say, this is probably one of the most overlooked things when somebody puts up a store, because they don't want to put their own credit card in and test it out on PayPal or whatever it happens to be, or Stripe or any of those. This is a great way to check that out and make sure that everything that needs to fire in terms of through that payment process does what it's supposed to do. And by that, I'm talking about the thank you page, the options to make sure that everything goes exactly as planned, because there's nothing worse than setting up an entire e-commerce site and then having no sales, say for like a month or a week or whatever, and you don't know why. And maybe it's because there was a mistake made somewhere along the line of the payment gateway, or there's very poor onboarding. If this is something that, say, like the membership coach site, if I didn't have the right thank you attribution, and one of the things that I have is that you get to set up an appointment call with me right away after you pay. So these are things that you need to completely go through the process to make sure that all your T's are crossed and I's are dotted and all the rest of it. It's called Dummy Gateway for WooCommerce, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that one. I was considering reviewing it myself, but yeah, glad that you did.
Yes.
Okay. The final plugin I've got here today is another one for the metaphysical. It's called Daily Moon Forecast. And this is a simple plugin that creates a widget or a short code you can use on your page or in your sidebars. And what it does for you is it tells you what the moon's current position is, whether it's a full moon, a dark moon, whether it's in Scorpio or Cancer, whatever sign it's currently in. It gives you the ascendancy, all that bits of information for those of you that like to follow that information. And it's a really great add-on if you're running a metaphysical site, because it helps bring people to your site on a daily basis so they can check to see where the moon's at. You know, these sorts of things lots of people believe in. Lots of people let it think it rules their lives. So if you like this sort of thing, or you run a metaphysical website or want to offer up something different to your clients, check it out. It's called Daily Moon Forecast, and I gave it a 3-dragon rating.
Interesting. Well, the final plugin that I have today is something that's very interesting. It's called Plan My Novel. And what it is, it's a tool that helps writers plan and organize all of the details that have to be handled in order to successfully create and publish a novel. So what it does is a number of things. It covers everything that you need in terms of making a novel. It helps you with outlines, doing different scenes, chapters. It's got a custom post type for characters. So if you have characters in your novel, it allows you to kind of give the backstory of the character within a custom post type, even put their picture in there, plan it out. It has a budget that you can export to CSV, and it has a lot of other things like documents, manuscript drafts, some research stuff, and it's all native within WordPress. I've never seen anything like this from WordPress. I've seen plenty of desktop applications that do this kind of thing, but this is the first WordPress version that I've seen. It's probably not good for a nonfiction or something that's doesn't have a lot of characters in the story. Like, I don't think I could ever do a, say, if I was doing a WordPress plugins book, this wouldn't be what I would use. I would use this for, you know, some other thing where, you know, maybe John and I are superheroes and we save the world with WordPress plugins. But it's very cool if you are into writing nonfiction type novel stuff. This is an absolute must in terms of checking this out. I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that's very nice. When I saw that there, first thing I think of is my wife, who is taken up writing in the last 6 months again, and is working herself up to bigger and bigger stories. And she's got characters that she would like to expand on. I can see myself having to install this on her website soon to allow her to start mapping things out. So
Right. Thanks
for bringing this one to my attention, because I didn't even see it. But
yeah,
I like
great.
It. I'm sure she will. All right. Well, I covered up in this week. I covered up registrations for the events calendar, which I gave a 3-2, Zodiac Press, which I gave a 3-2, and the Daily Moon Forecast, which I gave a 3-2.
And I talked about Edit Next Post, gave that one a 5. Dummy Gateway for WooCommerce gets a 4. And we just discussed Plan My Novel, which gets a 5 out of 5.
Sweet. Okay, a little bit of a commercial time here. I'm sharing this space with others, and I'd like everyone out there to know about a great resource for WordPress-related issues. You can check it out at blogaid.net. The site is run by May Anna, someone I've interviewed several times, a really great lady, and she's got lots of great content, tips, information, things you can use to help improve your WordPress website. So check it out at blogaid.net.
Excellent. And remember, membershipcoach.com, use promo code WPAZ, and you can get your membership reduced from $97 a month down to $67 a month. And you need to check it out, membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and the usual reminders, please take your time and go into the iTunes store and give us a review. It really helps us with the rankings there and improves our downloads of our show. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or stopping in on their website and leaving us a comment on the page there, or anywhere else you find us on the web, such as Google AirPlay. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. All right. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website at johnoverall.com, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at marcuscouch.com, membershipcoach.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPluginsA to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!